All right, so episode one. Don't even have a name for this series or podcast or whatever it's going to be. As you can tell, I'm driving because today's a busy day and I said I would get this done. And I don't think I'm going to have time to sit and do it. So now I'm doing it while I'm driving. So, before I crash, is this guy going? He's going. So, yeah, I wanted to start something that is basically documenting what I'm doing across a few businesses, life in general, I guess, but mostly business and marketing. Because I think for a couple of reasons, I think obviously content is good. Content is always good, in my opinion. Doesn't need to be the highest quality, but a lot of this stuff will probably be in the car or pretty poorly edited. But we're going to roll with it anyway, as content is better and quality is always a subjective thing for the person who's watching. So if you don't like steering wheels, you're probably already turned off. But secondly, I think it will just be interesting in 20 years' time to look back at this stuff. Whether things that I'm working on right now pan out, whether they don't, I think either way, it's an interesting thing to be able to look at and show my kids, grandkids, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, so let's get into what the hell I'm doing. So, active in a couple of fronts business wise, from, well, that's a nice angle. From first of all, the creative agency, which is called Baked, and this is something that we founded myself, three of my co-founders founded in 2019, but kicked off properly in 2020. And it's a creative agency that's set up to actually sell products rather than chase awards, I guess, has always been our kind of pet peeve with the ad industry as a whole. Is there's a lot of great work, but a lot of the great work is born out of a desire just to make cool looking stuff rather than stuff that drives actual business results. So that's the position that we're taking going into, well, this year and towards 2027, where our vision is to be kind of the agency that people come to, brands come to when they want to connect product with emotion, drive sales. So, I mean, that's going super well. I mean, we're in a real challenging spot. 23 was tough, I think, for every agency. 24 started kind of in a similar vein. Feels like there's some green shoots of recovery in the UK and Europe, at least. The US probably a little bit less so. So it is tough. It is a tough environment for pretty much any agency. I think any owner would say the same sort of thing. But we have got some great clients who continue to, invest and believe in what we do. So last year, we turned over about 1.7 million. And, this year we're pretty much trying to achieve the same thing, the same sort of figure this year, just because of how challenging the market has been back end of 2023, 24. I think it's important to push yourself, but also to be realistic. And sometimes there's a need to consolidate. I think 2024 for us is that year. And then, we've got some pretty aggressive targets setting up things to go into 25, 26, 27 that set us up for some pretty aggressive growth targets. And ultimately get us to that vision where brands who are looking to drive sales and connect product to consumer emotion, are coming to us first, which is going to happen for sure. So the agency side, great, fun, every day, totally different. But there's also a couple of other things that I work on. So first of all, is a household cleaning brand that I launched the back end of last year, 2023, properly started to concept and kind of bring the product to life. And that's called This Is. And it's the idea behind This Is kind of stems from believing that there is a need in almost any business to create a unique strategy point, to create a point of difference, of course, right? And I've been a little bit obsessed with the household cleaning market and how absolutely everything is the same. But actually, the amount of time people spend, dwell time or, consideration time, whatever you want to call it, the amount of time people spend on this in household cleaning is insanely low. It's what we call a low impact category. So it's things where you're actually making a lot of these decisions in the subconscious. And everything in household cleaning is defined in this low impact category, rather than, high impact categories are things I would describe as more considered purchases, of course. So things like, sneakers, trainers, luxury goods, high-end ticket items, TVs, you could name hundreds of thousands of these. So where we're at in household cleaning is that that consideration period is so low, but everything is either going down two routes to reach consumers. The first route is they're trying to shout about innovation. So if you go down a household cleaning aisle and look at the stuff on the bottles, have a look at things like new and improved, stronger formulas, all this sort of bollocks, right? And yeah, it's shocking how many people just don't care about that sort of thing. So that's one route. And the second route is obviously through brand and trying to connect emotionally with a consumer. And that's super difficult in household cleaning, right? Because it's such a low impact category, because nobody actually cares too much about what they're buying. Studies we've done have borne this out to be true, and all that sort of consumer research, product market fit is there to support this theory. So the idea of This is to be a contrarian in the market and just go to the total opposite of what is in the market, because everything looks the same and sounds the same. So This is driven by this minimalist branding, where if I take one of the products, for example, bathroom spray. So the every bottle is the same. It's white with a black lid, and on the front it just says "This is bathroom spray," in nice clear black Helvetica bold font, built for minimalism. So yeah, so that's that business. And right now where we're at with that is it's been incredibly challenging to source product, and without setting up a kind of chemical bottling plant ourselves, which obviously as a startup is not a feasible thing to do. So great news is this week we've really locked down probably the only supplier in the UK who can actually do this sort of stuff outside of big, Unilevers, P&Gs, and all of that sort of stuff, who ultimately, we're going up against. So to be able to get that distribute that manufacturing locked in is pretty incredible, considering the control that these big boys have over the manufacturing in that market. So that's fantastic news for us. We're also raising investment for this business. So currently raising $250,000 to obviously power not only the inventory for the first 6-7 months, but also the marketing, because, you know, there's a big potential here to drive marketing to obviously create D2C sales, but then ultimately the goal is and has to be for a household cleaning is to crack the big six supermarkets in the UK. And I believe there's, you know, huge amount of potential there for them, because everything, like I say, looks the same and sounds the same. But also there's the potential for some strong incrementality, which is not really something that you would associate with household cleaning. Incrementality, it's a bit of a strange mix, but I think given that we've got six product lines to start with, bathroom spray, kitchen spray, multi-purpose spray, bleach, laundry liquid, and window and glass cleaner, given that they all have this same minimalist feel, there's the opportunity there to not only merch that in retail, but also when people are bringing these items home, they're actually doing their own merchandising in their cupboards and having everything look the same. And I think that's a rare incrementality opportunity in household cleaning for retail. And also, you know, things on social, particularly TikTok, like hashtag CleanTok, absolutely exploding the amount of people who are showing off their cleaning on a daily basis and using different products to do that. So there's a big opportunity to tap into that and, you know, really get into that new Gen Z, Gen Alpha, you know, all that bollocks, get into that consumer base. Maybe not Gen Alpha. I don't think there's many toddlers doing the household cleaning yet, but you know, soon. So that's that. And so, yeah, raising investment, just basically, you know, showing off what we've got so far to investors, because we've got some strong discussions going. And yeah, I'm excited for that business, because I think it's a category that needs a little bit of shaking up. I think, you know, Method were obviously the challenger brand in that space, but I think that, you know, they're now an incumbent. And they also look pretty similar and sound similar to everybody else. And we're trying to do it in the right way, you know, trying to reduce virgin plastic as much as we can. So bottles themselves are all made of 100% recycled plastic, 100% recyclable. Lids and spray lids, making them at least 30% recycled and recyclable, until we can get that to 100% as well. Obviously challenges in the plastic supply chain, that not everything is actually available to do that yet. So it's about banging on those suppliers' doors and saying, look, what are you doing better than yesterday in terms of how we can make this as sustainable as possible? So excited about helping to push that forward as well. So then thirdly, in terms of businesses, Spicy Boys, which is a hot sauce, It's a spice starter, so it's a hot sauce paste. Another business that I'm really excited about. We've worked, my co-founders have baked together with a really sick team at a company called Juicy Brick, who, if you are into food and drink and innovation, you have to look up and work with these guys, because they've got it down. Absolutely incredible team. Mel, Becky, Grace, Emil, stunning stuff that they've helped us with, and actually we've partnered with them on Spicy Boys, which, yeah, spice starter. So think of like a tomato puree tube, but with a hot sauce paste in it. So the idea is kind of twofold. First is you can use it in scratch cooking and add flavor to any dish. It is so versatile that it can bring out flavors in absolutely everything. And secondly is for those people like me who are maybe not on the on the scratch cooking stuff on a daily basis or even probably a monthly basis is the convenience side. So you can also just get the tube and you can squirt it on your eggs in the morning, or you know, you can add it to a burger if you're out and about, and we're looking at different sorts of packaging to help become a reality. So we're actually quite far down the line in terms of the product's locked, the packaging's locked, it's going into production as we speak, so that's fucking exciting. And we're also raising investment for that as well, so again, 250k for investment for that one, which is, I think, is gonna absolutely explode again in terms of D2C, and of great marketing potential around a hot sauce. And we're taking that in quite an irreverent direction, as you might imagine, but also for retail. Now that is again a great incrementality story, because we are, you know, we're able to demonstrate how this sauce mixes with a ton of other stuff, and you know, can really add basket value there for retailers. So yeah, so that's on the go. And then finally, I guess is kind of attached to bait, but is a production company. So a production company called Kill Club, and through Kill Club, we're kind of tapping into that market where it's always been a little bit more of a struggle for us to get into through the baked business. So things like music production and working with other bigger agencies to bring production to life. So not necessarily creative end to end, but producing stuff where creative is locked in, or maybe there's just a need to add a director from our roster and work out a treatment and a production from there. So also like a nice string to have for, you know, for brands and bringing stuff to life in for commercials as well. So yeah, just, you know, excited. Excuse the probably rough editing, or probably no editing, and the kind of driving experience, but I hope that's like a first like insight into what I'm doing. And you know, the idea for this space is to keep things raw and authentic. And actually, you know, I feel there's a lot of shit on like podcasts and content in general. So I'm just going to keep it real, no editing. Going to have some guests, which the first one is lined up for next week, which will, which will be cool. So, what else? Nothing. I think, you know, episode 1, don't know what the name is. Let's fucking go.